Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the In Between Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Cheney. I hope everybody is doing excellent. Got a lot to unpack today. I just want to say, oh my gosh, is everyone just so excited that it's Christmas week? And I guess that's kind of awkward for anybody listening to this after Christmas, but you know what? You can still take a... oh no, take some of my excitement and just roll with it. Yeah, so I am very excited. If you couldn't tell, I love Christmas. It is the best time of the year. I probably should have like sang that in a Christmas jingle way, but whatever. I was looking for like jingle bell sound effects before I recorded today's episode because I am that person. Couldn't really find anything quickly searching. I was looking for like free ones, and that's probably why all the stuff that I was finding, the quality was not ideal, but that's okay. That is okay. I could do my own like mocked jingle bell sound, but to be completely honest, I'm not quite sure how that was done. Jingle, 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 jingle. I probably need to edit that out because that's super awkward. Anyways.
See what I did there?
Woo. You know, who needs sound effects? I have myself. Psh, there we go. Totally fine. I'm very excited, if you couldn't tell. Get to hang out with the fam. Gosh, I love giving gifts. I always try to do it every year. Not necessarily like in money because, you know, your girl's not making all the dough quite yet with this podcast thing. So we're on a budget. But I just love getting creative with them. Trying to think really psychologically what the person wants but doesn't realize they want. I don't know. It's not about having the best gift. It's just like, I like to be very thoughtful. I guess that's what I'm saying. So I'm just like, so excited for all the surprises I have wrapped under the tree. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to tone it back. Let me just say that sentence normal. I'm really excited for all the surprises I've got under the tree. I hope I haven't lost you guys yet. Trust me, I'm normal. I'm good. I got a great episode planned, but I'm just going to get my jingle jangle excitement on the pod, and I want to get you pumped too. Woohoo! It also doesn't hurt my hyperness, the fact that Stan's currently on his way back from South Dakota. He went out there to go hunting, you know, I guess as he likes to do. Not necessarily my favorite thing, not necessarily something I do at all. But anyways, he was like in 1 degree temperature. He was like, the low is -7. I was like, ooh, I'm very glad I am not there. I love the cold. And honestly, I probably wouldn't hate that. Maybe not under the conditions of like how he's managing it, because he's like outside all day and trudging through thick, thick snow. And he goes from ankle to waist deep snow. So I can't really speak to how much I'd love that. I'd like to think I'd love that, but part of me thinks I probably would hate that. So yeah, but whatever. He was having fun. 1 degree temps. Do your thing, brah. So he's gone. So mama is here to, well, I'm mama. I don't know why I called myself mama. That's so weird. Anyways, I'm here and I've got the whole place to myself. So yeah, this is what Liz alone, this is what you get. This is what you get when Liz is alone. Well, actually, this is what you get when Liz is alone the week of Christmas. So, there we are. And then speaking of Christmas, I've been doing all the Christmas things. I mean, I kind of talked about it on the last pod. Had a weekend full of festivities last weekend. And this past weekend, I did so too. I saw the Nutcracker with a bunch of really awesome friends, a fabulous group of ladies. They always make me feel badass and then I can accomplish everything. Make sure you have a good girl group like that. This is like more from my professional network. I met most of these people through my mentor / friend Tara, who, if you guys are not familiar, she was on my friendship series from the early aunts of the podcast. So go back and check it out because she's got some great wisdom and advice. But it was a lot of fun. Nutcracker's great. Dear God, those people's muscles are insane. Like the men's muscles, because I couldn't really see the ladies because their outfits, the way they fanned out, I couldn't really see them, but holy moly, tights cannoli. Those male leg muscles, like, I don't even mean this sexually. They just look like bricks, like Legos, like mountain ridges. It was so detailed. I was shooketh. I was like, whoa, man, I need to lift some more weights or something because my legs don't look anything like that. Not even remotely close. Not even like, if you squint and maybe like, you know, smear your, rub it around a little bit, you can kind of see some definition. No. This was like a whole other level. But that was fun. And then on Saturday, I got to get together with three of my really good girlfriends through my best friends. And last year we did our first ornament exchange. So we did it again this year because we're adults and we have ornament exchanges. Okay. Yeah. I'm very proud of us. And I think I speak for all of them. We were all very proud of ourselves because we did it. But anyways, my friend who had me this year, she got me the most thoughtful ornament. If you haven't seen it already, go to my Instagram, in.betweenpod. She got me an ornament that was cut, is like a wood cutout of a pod mic, and it says on air, but then it has my podcast logo at the bottom, and it has like the sound bite on it that if you scan it, it takes you to my podcast. I'm not going to say I cried. I actually did hold it together, but the tears were right there. So I was like sucking in really hard because I didn't really want to cry in front of my friends over a silly ornament. Not that the ornament's silly, but like, Aunt Liz, she's crying over an ornament. That sentence makes me sad. So I just did not want to go with that down that lane. You know what I mean? But very thoughtful, very touched, probably one of the most thoughtful gifts I've ever received. So get you a friend that loves you like that. Okay. Shout out to my girl Case. And since we are in the final countdown, you know, the week of Christmas, I've had Christmas music on repeat. And just so you know, I love the traditional songs. I love the old crooners, you know, singing the blues. Well, I guess that's Elvis, but you know what I mean? Like Bing, was it Bing Crosby? Cosby was his name. All those guys. Yes, but also here for a good 90s Britney Spears holiday rendition. Of course, Mariah Carey. But I have to be completely honest with you. True confession, I pretty much listen to Pentatonix's Christmas. Not sure if the podcast is the right avenue to release that information. Hopefully there's no judgment there, but at the rate this podcast is going today, let's chop it to entertainment and the holiday spirit. But seriously, I love Pentatonix's Christmas. They've got a few bangers. Want to do a special shout out to Waltz of the Flowers. Yes, that is a song from the Nutcracker, which is just musical instruments, right? Yeah. They literally sound like this, like the song. It's amazing. I don't know why I love it so much. Everyone giggles when I tell them that, but listen to it and you will be bum, bum, bum all night long. That's all I'm going to say. Just give it a listen. Give it a listen. Side note, other favorable mention, NSYNC Christmas. Hello, hello, hello. I'm not going to go into that. Yeah. I've been trying to refrain from watching too many classic Christmas movies while Stan's been gone the past, I don't know, 5 days, however long he's been gone. have I missed him? Yes, I have. Can you tell? Probably not, but don't worry, I have. I've been trying to keep myself busy, so there you go. But anyways, I've been rewatching some of the holiday classics that we've already watched, and I was rewatching The Grinch with Jim Carrey, and although I do love it, it is very mature in a lot of parts. And I'm not going to, this is not about to turn into this whole like, oh my God, it's children's programming and blah, blah, blah. And we're just setting a bad example. And this is why everyone's over-sexed and overaged. Special shout out to Blue Hawaii, Elvis Presley. Have you seen that movie? That's a quote. It's all because of Jim Carrey's The Grinch. No, I'm not going down that avenue. But I am saying, man, I feel like the late 90s, and I'm sure maybe it was even before that, but at least as far as I remember, late 90s, early 2000s, all the kids' programming was really heavy with the sexual mature undertones. Not necessarily all the TV stuff. I'm just like talking about major movies like Shrek, which I'm not sure that was supposed to be just a kid movie. I don't even know why I'm talking about this. I'm supposed to be talking about Christmas. But no, I was just thinking as I was watching The Grinch, I'm an idiot. You're an idiot. It's only gonna hit if you've seen the movie. If you haven't, then I truly have lost my mind. But point being, the movie's great for me to watch now, sure. And yeah, for little kids too, like maybe like 13 and up. And if the younger ones watch it, maybe, you know, distract them during the mature parts. But I was just surprised rewatching it, how many there were. But whatever. And then rewatching Home Alone, I know it's a fun movie, but I get so annoyed how nobody realized Kevin was missing until they were on the plane. I know that's not realistic, but like that's like an itch that I just can't scratch. Does anybody else feel that way? I mean, I love Home Alone, but I'm always going to be irritated. How does she realize Kevin's missing when she's asleep on the plane or whatever the heck? Her husband's trying to get her to go to sleep. Either way, way too calm for your son to be home alone. On the way to Paris? What? That's how I feel sometimes watching these Hallmark Christmas movies, which there's my mistake number one. Why do I even think that's going to have some realistic plot to it at all. But either way, every time I watch them, I mean, first off, there is like one every couple of years that I'm like, oh, that was cute and kind of realistic. Way to go. Snaps for Hallmark. But most of the time I'm just like, oh, missed the mark by a little bit. But anyways, I was watching some movies with my mom, my Nana. It's a tradition that we do. Definitely one that my grandfather started, which I'm going to get into. Well, not necessarily get into his traditions, but all the holidays and things like that. But we were watching this Hallmark movie. I don't even remember what it was called, but it was like these three brothers and they like live with their mom all for different circumstances. And one of the brothers works at the fire station. And basically this baby, this like little baby gets left with a note that's like, Tom, like this name's Tom. I don't remember what the character's name was, but it was like, Tom, can you watch the baby? I'll be back before Christmas or on Christmas, which is 5 days away. And that's it. No detail, nothing. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And this isn't like his kid. And by the way, I'm totally about to ruin this plot. So if you know what movie I'm talking about and you haven't seen it yet, which I know that is like a needle in a haystack, quit listening. I've already given you spoiler alert. But anyways, the movie is about these three brothers and like rebuilding their friendship and their bond through them caretaking for this little infant that was dropped off at the fire department because you don't go to child services. You just take the baby home. Hallmark, I guess, does that. Whatever. I'm still here with it. Cheese or no cheese, I'm like, okay, that's a little like, kind of itch, I can't itch, but whatever. Then on Christmas, once the mom shows up, she's basically like, oh, you delivered my baby. Because remember, he's a firefighter. And he's like, oh, I remember I delivered in the hotel room or apartment, wherever the heck she was. And then she's like, thank you. Blah, blah, blah. Long story short, single mom. I have empathy, don't you worry. But she's like, I dropped the baby off of the fire department so I could have a few days to get my life together. And I'm like, what? What? You didn't even check in with your baby? Like, what? What? It was just so weird. And my mom's like, it's a movie. You're missing the point. It's supposed to be about the brothers. And I'm over here just like, I can't get off the fact that this woman just dropped her baby off with no note, nothing, just like a freaking carrier and a blanket. They had to all go buy diapers and stuff, which, okay, fine. Maybe I get that. Well, you know what? I actually will roll with that. But I just mean she shows up and she's just like, hey, thanks so much. By the way, I just had to get my life together. It is good. Thank you. I mean, she doesn't know this man. He could be like a creep just because he delivered her baby under crazy circumstances and he was calm and very attractive still. Well, even though it was at the very end, I didn't expect them to get together because like literally this girl was in the movie for like maybe 2 minutes. And at the very end, it shows all the brothers all happy with the love interests that you've met throughout this film. And then the hottie firefighter is with the mom and the kid. And I'm like, what? I don't know. But then again, why am I giving so much judgment towards a Hallmark movie? And I just wasted your time listening to me ramble about how disappointed I was in the storytelling reality of Hallmark movies. Oh my goodness. But maybe that's just part of like how you make a Christmas movie. Plot or point number one, absolutely no realism to our story whatsoever. All right. Sky's the limit. Sorry. I just had to like put chapstick on real quick. My lips are so, so dry. And so is my face. And part of that is because of the like topical cream I use, the retinol cream for all this friggin' hormonal acne that I have. But it's also because it's really cold outside and I'm maybe, I don't know, partially dehydrated. I have no idea. When I don't have my, what do they call them? Emotional water bottle. Is that what the phrase is? God, I'm going to sound so lame. But you know how I saw this, I saw this trending on the media, the social media, probably several months ago at this point, but it was talking about your emotional support water bottle. And I felt that. If I don't have my water bottle with me, I don't drink enough water. It's completely mental. Do not worry. I'm fully aware that that is a mental thing that I need to deal with. But if I don't have my water bottle, I'm not going to drink as much water. And I'm just going to go be honest. Part of it's because it has lines and times on it that tell me how much water I should have drank by when. Yes, it's like my water bottle is telling me what to do, but I need it. I need those boundaries. I need that control. So anywho, why I say this, part of it is the cold weather. Part of it's just not having enough water. So PSA, everyone, use your chapstick, Drink some water. The cold weather will make things a lot worse.
Okay.
Oh, man. That's been fun. Now I really wish I had that like jingle bell sound effect. Jinga, 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 jinga. I guess I could just break out in a carol of the bells, you know? I was about to do like the ding dong thing in like a very low register. And I immediately thought, that's going to sound horrible. So why would you do that? So I'm going to do y'all a favor. I'm not going to do it. Oh, man. Even though I have been extremely hyper and cheerful and a little bit borderline psycho with the whole Christmas cheer thing so far in this episode, I will say I have full acknowledgement, empathy, understanding, and just want to also talk about the fact that the holidays aren't always fun for a lot of people. It could be, it make you feel lonely. They remind you of the absence of a loved one, of a lost relative. Maybe you're more angry and bitter around the holidays because of either all of the above that I just mentioned or other reasons. Remember a few episodes back, we talked about seasonal depression? That could also be playing into it. And even though I am very excited for Christmas myself, I also have a lot of anxiety and weird feelings, kind of like an underlying funk underneath all of the Christmas cheer, of just knowing that the year is coming to an end and I'm thinking about all the goals that I wanted to do this year that maybe didn't quite get met or had a shift or pivot, and then what I'm looking for next year. So there's like all this pressure that I'm starting to feel and build that I know as soon as Christmas is over, it's going to smack me in the face. So the holidays can bring fun and love and happiness, but they also bring kind of a whole other negative set of mixed bag of emotions. So altogether, a huge bag of mixed emotions if we're just going to be transparent, right? So all this to say, if you have some of those negative emotions, you are feeling the loss of somebody, you're feeling a little lonely, you're feeling just a little down because of the weather being super cold and it being really dark really early. It's like super dark. I don't know how many times I think it's midnight at 6 p.m. I am there with you. I am offering my support and my love and my light. I feel you. I am with you. And understand that you are allowed to feel those things. And I hope that it will get easier. And just know, you can always go watch Home Alone and see how ridiculous his parents are and think, well, at least I'd never leave my kid on my way to Paris and realize when I'm in Paris, my kid is missing. There you go. So a mixed bag of emotions. Maybe you're not feeling it on Christmas, but maybe it's like the New Year pressure. I was talking about that just a little bit earlier, a few minutes ago, if you remember, if you were listening. I don't know if anyone else is feeling this, but I'm starting to get like the pre-anxiety of the anxiety of reaching the end of the year. And I know that I always talk about, or I don't know if I always talk about, I think I said it on one episode that goals, it's just a word. We don't have to measure our goals by the year, new me goals, whatever. But at the same time, it is a nice line in the sand, so to speak, at least for me. I'm speaking personally. It's a good line in the sand, like clear cut. Okay, 1-1, start fresh. And for me, sometimes with my brain just being like all the time, beep, 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 like the, what is it, the crazy world of Richard Scarry or something like that. That's how my brain feels. It's just like a worm driving a little apple car. Does anybody remember that when we were kids? Am I just being weird? I have no idea. Richard Scarry, anybody? Is it the incredible world of Richard Scarry? Okay, I don't know why we're talking about Richard Scarry. Let's rewind. Anyways, New Year goals, line in the sand. It just mentally works. So I'm thinking about how, okay, the end of the year is next week. Are we cool? We're cool. We're cool. But I'm feeling the pressure to get things done, like the goals. Finish out the goals of the year that I had planned and recognizing or more so recapping, okay, didn't quite hit that. I pivoted that. I changed that. I blah, 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 blah. And I know this sounds a little negative. Trust me, I am super proud of myself this year. And I'm planning on next week's episode being all about that. The 2022 journey, Liz Cheney, blah, 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 blah. Goal planning, looking ahead, so to speak, which I know I've had a few episodes, like especially the past few episodes have been a little bit towards that. But the point being, right this moment, although I'm very excited for Christmas coming up, it's the pre-anxiety of the anxiety of next week. So it's the pressure of getting things done, pressure of the new year and everything in store. And then, I don't know, I had this like epiphany. It's okay to do nothing and relax. I took that whole week off to do planning, to get ready, to relax, to ease into the new year, feeling grounded and established. It's okay to do nothing. I don't have to busy myself. I don't have to feel like my productivity defines my worth, defines, you know, how successful I'm going to be or how successful I am. You know, I still am in that waiting period, that lesson God's trying to teach me of patience. I mentioned it a few episodes back. I'll link it in the show notes because it's actually a really good episode. I'm very proud of it. You should listen to it. Rather than being stressed of the waiting of the unknown, of the answers I don't quite have yet, I'm just going to relax. I journaled about it. I was like, I want to talk about this in the pod today. And I know it sounds a little frou-frou probably to some people, but this is your reminder. And this is also me telling you, if you are feeling extremely overwhelmed and you feel this pressure, or you're like me feeling the pre-anxiety of the pressure that you may feel next week, it's okay to do nothing. It's okay to relax. It's okay to take time for yourself. It's okay to read the book. It's okay to watch the TV show, the movie, eat the snack, eat the food, whatever. It is just a date. And January 2nd, January 7th, January 28th, February 10th, June 3rd. Well, is there? Yeah, there's a June 30th. I was almost, is there a June 30th? Yes, there's a June 30th. Doesn't matter. It's a date. Any time is a good time to do something great. I don't know if any of you follow Morgan Harper Nichols. I actually used one of her quotes for one of my first listdoms. She always releases these beautiful poems and just, I don't know, interpretive kind of things that you can marinate on, think about, just get you introspective, right? Get you in touch with yourself, check in with your emotions and what you're thinking, how you're feeling. And it was funny, or not so much funny, I guess it's more just interesting, ironic, the universe, how it plants little messages, little things for you to see. And as I was kind of coming to terms with this, hey, Liz, it's okay to not worry or be stressed. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy your family. Enjoy all the exciting things that you got, the surprises you got for everyone, and you can't wait to see their faces. Enjoy that you're going to relax and have a whole break before the new year next week. Well, yeah, you're going to work and bust your ass on the podcast stuff and planning this and this, but you are going to have free time, relaxing time, you time. I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw this post that Morgan Harper Nichols had posted. Post that she posted. Yeah, roll with me. And it was just about that. How just to be. It's the end of the year. You're feeling these pressures. Just be. I want to share part of what she wrote because it really registered with me and I hope it can register with you. In this space, I hope you know this is true. Any little space you create to do nothing at all right now matters more than you know, even if it's just for a few minutes. And there's some risk in that because this might mean not every single text gets answered, not every item on your checklist gets marked complete, not every single expectation placed on you will be something you're able to meet. But through it all, you are a human being who has made it through so many things, and it still matters when you make room to just be, even if it takes time to see it that way. Damn, that human being is so incredible. If you ever need to feel inspired, actually, not even if, just go now, go follow her. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful human, beautiful energy, beautiful light. I'm so happy for her content. But, you know, a side note, I am just going to put it out into the universe right now. I'm going to manifest one day. Morgan Harper Nichols is going to call on the pod and I'm going to fangirl so hard that she is on the vision board. The point being, do not let the pressure bamboozle your end of the year celebrations of everything you went through this year. I'm not going to, because I'm really proud of myself this year. Even the things I didn't quite get accomplished, I still got so much done. So let's truly take on what minimal we need to. Let's not overdo it for ourselves. Let's rest. Let's take this time just to be. to exist, to enjoy the little things, enjoy the quiet, enjoy the cold, enjoy, well, I am sure most of you probably don't enjoy the cold, but I do. It's okay. I'm giving you permission. And so is Morgan Harper Nichols. And next week, we will get into 2022 recap, looking ahead, 2023. I also want to talk about vision boards. I'm going to work on that this week. I'm super excited. Something I've always wanted to do. And I've been listening to a lot of different podcasts. Not like I've been listening to only vision board specific podcast content, but I feel like a lot of the podcasts I've been listening to have been talking about vision boards. I mean, I think it was last week's episode that I went into details about vision boards and what I'd heard and how to properly do one. I think it was like a TikTok I watched. Whoa. Anywho, rambling there. So get your vision board, get your scissors and glue and get your pictures and magazines and let's make some vision boards. Okay. And let's talk about it. But I'm going to go share all that fun stuff on the pod next week. So enjoy the holidays. If you are not looking forward to it, it's okay. It's okay. It's just a day. All right. Coast into the last week of the year. Relax. Just be. It's okay. Do all the things for yourself that your hearts desire. And if you don't hear from me, I am probably, I don't know how many cupcakes, cookies, Christmas holiday treats galore deep. But don't worry. I will see you on the other side. And before I let you go, I just got to say Santa wanted me to mention, you know, he checks his list once, but he also checks it twice. And he told me, he said, if nobody has left reviews for the In Between podcast or rated them or followed them, subscribed, liked, all the things, you know, they might be on the audit list this year. So you heard it here, folks. Santa's watching. So what do I need you to do? I need you to go like, rate, subscribe, review all the fun things on all the, everywhere you listen to your podcasts. Yes, that was a very cheesy, selfish plug, but hey, I got to get creative with this thing. Oh my gosh. Oh wait. Oh crap. I did not mean to press the cricket button, but that does seem well played, soundboard. Well played. Oh my God, why is it still going? Okay. Okay. Anyways, follow me on Instagram at in.betweenpod. Follow me on TikTok at the In Between Podcast. And I will see you all next week. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. I'm Elizabeth Cheney, and you're listening to the In Between Podcast. See ya.